Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, checking his watch, Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Well, I just noticed the date's wrong because today's Christmas Eve, and it's not on my watch.
Son of a gun. I think every single watch I have is a dead battery.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them.
Time isn't real. No.
Well, I just, you know, it's not like one of those auto-charging ones.
Yeah.
But anyways. Right, so it is Christmas Eve. We are here in the studio, not going out, keeping that cadence Tuesday, Thursday, making sure all of our gym owners are out there getting growth
even
through the holidays.
Yes.
Awesome. So listen, guys, we talk a lot about our coaching program. We talk about stuff happening in Legacy My Gym. We talk about, you know, coaching clients, but we really don't speak a whole lot about our mastermind. Our mastermind's our iron circle. It's our top tier, top of the ascension ladder. You know, got to qualify to be in this group, but it's probably the favorite thing that we do, or that I, at least that I'm personally, I enjoy that the most of all of the things we do. It's a great group of gym owners. There's 40 in there now, and seeing some explosive growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's towards the end of the year, we've got a Voxer channel, and in the group, a lot of people are just kind of reminiscing or recapping their year, going through and, you know, dropping their annual revenues over the past 4 to 5 to 7 to 10 years, or even till they started their gyms. And it's interesting. And I'm not that, you know, it doesn't take a mathematician to see somebody that's kind of like the same or growing at 10%, 10%, 10%, and then seeing like a $200,000 increase and then another 50% increase after that. And you kind of look at it, it's like the alignment's right around joining the group.
Yep.
You join the group. And this isn't uncommon. That, you know, like, look, results will vary. You got to put the disclaimer in there. But it's almost the opposite. It's almost, it's more likely.
Likely common, yeah.
More likely that you will have explosive growth in your revenue when joining the Iron Circle. And the only thing that I can explain, the phenomenon, right? Like, because I'm not going to take all the credit at all. I put the group together.
Yep.
But it's not anything in particular that we're teaching. I mean, you could say it is, you could say it isn't. But what I really feel like it is more than anything else is the ceiling has been raised.
There you go. Yeah.
Because what happens is we get gym owners that come from other masterminds or other coaching groups. They've been kind of following this guru for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. And then they kind of just decide they've outgrown that. And they come over to the Iron Circle and then they have explosive growth, even though they've been in the other group for 5 years.
Yeah.
And what I attribute to that is all of the other people in that group are doing big things. They see it. Oh, I can do it too. And then obviously best practices. How did you do it? We share. There is no competition in this group. There's no holding things back. It's almost people are so willing and ready to share in this group. It's unlike anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a group of gym owners that share, you know, a passion for running great gyms and, you know, in leading a great lifestyle, but there's also it answers the question of what's next. So when we put this group together, it was for the gym owners that already had a great stable gym.
Yep.
They're doing great things. They're not even in their gyms a whole lot. They're just looking for what's next, what's going on, in financial investments, real estate, other businesses, more gyms, you know, whole life insurance policies. And we've kind of created this kind of, path for the gym owners that have established their gyms, but now they're looking at, you know, what else do I do with my time, my life? Where's this path going to lead me?
Yeah.
And so we've created this group that, I guess, facilitates that conversation. And so we wanted to kind of share a little bit more about this, because there's gym owners out there that are like looking for the tribe, their next tribe. Mm-hmm. Who can I be a part of? And the reason we're talking about it today is because we've had closed enrollment until January 15th. January 15th is right around the corner. Maybe by the time you're listening to it, it's a week or two away.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that you, gym owner, are very well aware of what it is and that you have an opportunity now to join, because we've closed it off since last September.
Yep. Yeah, and I think you nailed it. I mean, it's the belief system. Like, when you enter that group and you enter that room and you start to have those conversations, it does change things. It does raise that level of belief of what's possible. You're seeing other gym owners that have been in the same seat that you're in doing that and, you know, reaching incredible heights both within their business. And I think a lot of it, you know, the thing that really excites me, and I know yourself as well, is the what comes next, right? We've said it here. We've said it. Part of the reason the Iron Circle exists, I mean, a single gym is probably not going to be the ticket to, you know, a sustainable, solid lifestyle. If you really, you know, if you really look at it, right? I mean, it's difficult to, you can live well, but it's not going to be that legacy lifestyle wealth vehicle with just the one. And so when you see gym owners step into either opening up a second location, starting, you know, investments, buying the building, all of those types of things, it changes the financial game in a way that you're not just going to be able to ever do by running a marketing campaign and getting more clients through the gym.
Right.
And that the level of conversation is entirely different. And I think it's important to understand, like, as you grow and as you develop as a business owner, you have to be looking for the what comes next, the room to put yourself in. Whether it be a coach, a group, whatever it may be, to get you to the next level. And there's so much resistance around that. Or there's so much, I mean, we did the episode a couple weeks ago on kind of like the fear of risk, right? This is an opportunity for you to invest in yourself and your wellness, your wealth and your legacy and all of that, and see a real true return. I mean, all of the answers are there. And all you have to do is put yourself in the room and be willing to ask the right questions and follow the advice, pretty much.
Exactly. And so within this group, not only do we have amazing experiences, we mm-hmm. we go out and we stay at mansions and we bring kind of like high-level authors and speakers to come speak to our group. We also have our Grow Summit where, you know, the Iron Circle has kind of their own experience within that. We do virtual events. We do monthly calls. We do monthly breakout pods for basically the part of the U.S. that you're in. And then on top of that, we've broken out into like you ever seen Reddit? You have subreddits.
Sure.
You know, this is like a group. So we have circles.
Yep.
We're calling them circles. And one of the ones that we launched, now it's over a year now, we've had this one, is the director circle. Because the way the director circle is run by Zach Columbia, who's our fitness director here at Legacy. And he's coaching all the directors of all the Iron Circle owners.
Yes.
Yep. And so they have their own mastermind within a mastermind. There's no other mastermind that's coaching the second in command.
Yeah.
On top of it. Tim, why would you do that? Why would that even be a thing? Well, it comes down to this. I've identified the things that are holding gym owners back. One is leaderships. Two is the second in command. Three is financial literacy. We have a director circle, a leadership circle, and a wealth circle.
Yep.
Those were the things that I identify. Like these gym owners that we work with, whether or not you're in our coaching group or our Iron Circle group, these are the things you have to know. You have to have a second in command so that you can remove yourself from the day-to-day operations, if not one, two, or three, if you have per location. Financial literacy. What do you do with the damn money?
Yeah. How do you keep it? I mean, even like tax strategy comes into there, right? Mm-hmm. As you make more money, how do we not give more of it away? But that's the one that I think is really cool. And just to highlight some of those things, you know, what develops out of the wealth circle is purchasing, you know, the real estate that your gym is in, purchasing other real estate, you know, short-term rental opportunities, investment homes, things like that, whole life policies, you know, the infinite banking type thing, you know?
Yep.
All of those are strategies for continuing to accrue wealth in a way that isn't just, you know, going into the gym and relying on that business alone, right? It's diversification of income opportunities. And so it does, it provides a kind of a wider net for a portfolio for an individual that, you know, maybe never saw themselves going down those paths.
Sure.
But once you step into that arena, I mean, it changes the entire game.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Yeah, and so Scott Carpenter, who is in our Iron Circle, he heads up the Wealth Circle, but next Wealth Call, I'm going over all of my real estate transactions. So I've got a PowerPoint I've put together, the before and after, the cost, the investment, the return on cash on cash return, how I use these to kind of do the next thing. And so my goal with that is like, oh, I can do that
too,
right? And it comes down to obviously being educated on the numbers, but understanding risk.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott runs that. And then our leadership circle is run by Lindsay Vastola. So Lindsay, another member of Iron Circle for years, and you know, I've basically brought her on as a coach because she is such a great leader. She's a speaker, teaches, you know, employee development and EQ. She's been on our show.
Yeah, she's on the podcast a couple months.
Been on our show. And again, why we have the group and then we have these subgroups, which are called circles, that then you've got, you know, again, the leadership, the director and the wealth circle on top of the Iron Circle. It's just like little mini masterminds within a mastermind.
It is. And to your point, I mean, they're kind of elective, you know, the circles themselves. Obviously the director circle makes sense. If you have a second in command, definitely have somebody in that seat, right? The wealth, the leadership, you have the options of jumping in and being a part of those things. Not everyone appeals for everybody every time. So you can choose within that, you know, which lanes you kind of want to develop yourself. What I really like too is in kind of tandem with that is a lot of the presenters and speakers that we bring in aren't just teaching you how to make more money in the gym, right? And that is their meta skills. They're things that you learn this skill. It will develop that, you know, it will help you within the gym, but you're going to use that in every corner of life. Everything from negotiation techniques, leadership, communication skills. You know, we had a body language expert and communication, all of these types of things make you as an individual that much more competent in every single arena you touch in.
Right.
Right. I mean, your relationships can develop better, your friendships, your relationship with your other half, all the way to your employee relationships, you know, the, how you interact. I mean, after we had, it cracked me up, but after we had, we were in Myrtle Beach when we had the negotiations training, the week coming out of that, hearing everybody use those skills to negotiate, like haggling at Best Buy and getting, you know, a couple hundred dollars off a TV that, you know, nobody would think about doing some of these things.
Right.
Right. They come in there, they buy off the rack and they're like, oh, that's the cost of it. Right. But that alone, I mean, there's an ROI within the first week.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our members negotiated his equipment.
Or equipment. Yeah.
Yeah. Equipment, knocked it down. He saved more on his equipment than he invested in the entire group for the year. So, I mean, lots of cool stuff going on in there. Again, we don't talk a lot about behind the curtain. What do we do in these groups? We have hot seats. We do cool stuff. I mean, everything from comedy shows to snowboarding to jet skiing. Lucha Libre wrestling matches, magicians, just a lot of fun stuff. We did a fire walk at the last one. Just cool stuff, guys.
Very.
And it, you know, this, the bonding that happens at these events, you know, I mean, I've kind of come from a little bit of an, you know, background with like college football. When you go through these two-a-days, I don't know if anybody's listening has been through two-a-days or even three-a-days. It's nasty. It's nasty stuff. But what happens is when you go through these kind of like tougher challenges with a group, you get these closer bonds.
Oh,
that's
for
sure. That's the point of breaking teams down and bringing them back up. We had a little bit of that at the Maryland event.
Very much so, yeah.
Where people are now a lot closer, willing to open up and share, support each other. And not only we do that through our communication channels, but now gym owners within the Iron Circle are flying out and visiting other gyms that are in the group, working together, separate, outside of the main like curriculum, if you will, of the IC. And we're just seeing these bonds been made.
Yeah.
And I know this, the bonds are made because I came from a group prior to this, doesn't exist anymore, that I'm still good friends mm-hmm. with. Many of them are in the IC.
Yep.
That I met in that group years ago. And it's just because you guys grow together. And so like this group of gym owners kind of growing together in life, their gyms are going Richter off the scales of growth. But now they're doing a home, or they're doing another business together. Or, I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff happening. But at the end of the day, it's about winning the gym owners that win. Like, we want you to win. So what does that mean? It's definitely got to have your gym yep. in line. And so we're really going to make it a little bit more difficult to be in this Iron Circle because of the conversations and the groups that have been in there for several years now. They're moving even further down the road. I want gym owners that are, you know, doing big things that you're listening, that you want to do even bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum's 30,000, you know, and by the time we probably get into more of a 50 members, it's going to be probably 50,000 sure. a yep. month to be in this group. Revenue wise in your gym, you got to be doing right now. You got to be doing 30. I'm toying with the idea of moving it to 50 just because it's just, again, it's not no knock on the guy that's doing 30 or 40. It's just a different gym after that.
Yeah. And it's a different conversation. You know what I mean? And that's the thing this isn't a group that you go to get your gym off the ground. This isn't a gym where you go and you figure out like the standard struggle like that. We have our coaching program to get you to the 30,000 because it's very clear, very linear. These are the things. The mastermind it's a little bit more arbitrary. I mean, obviously we have like a guide and curriculum. We have a checklist of all of the things that you should be tapping into to get the most out of the group. But it's very, like when you said, you know, our goal is to help gym owners win. Gym win is kind of arbitrary, right? I mean, everybody has a different view of what it means for them to win. We're just providing the path, the avenue to find the resources or share the resources for you to excel in each of those arenas. But man, it goes so much further than the gym.
Yeah.
And that's the most exciting thing about that group is seeing and hearing the things that have developed far beyond. I mean, first time home, like, you know, investment home buyers. I love the idea of buying your, you know, being in and owning the real estate that your gym is in.
Yeah.
That's a big one. And again, let me clarify that too. Some of these deals aren't just the unit that they're in. They bought the complex, right? They've bought multi-unit investment homes. They've bought these are massive opportunities to change your life for the continued future.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people didn't put themselves in the right room, ask the right questions, and surround themselves by the right individuals, they probably would never have those results.
Yeah, maybe not. I could tell you that they've been in groups prior to this and been the same, and then they come into the Iron mm-hmm. Circle and things change. So just let me give you a quick heads up on what our next event is. It's coming up in May. It's in Outer Banks, North Carolina. Okay. So in order to house 50-ish people, we've got to have a huge house.
Yeah.
So, or multiple homes. We found three properties right next to each other, same owner, Each property has 14 or 15 or 16 bedrooms each. On the sand, we're flying Joey Coleman out for an entire day. He's flying in. He's gonna meet with us from 8 in the morning to 5 p.m. We're going to have lunch in the middle. We've got our own chef there. Joey Coleman is the author of Never Lose a Customer Again. Mm-hmm. It's got the red balloon on it. He's got a 2.0 coming. Think about from this, from any business, retention.
Yeah.
How do you keep clients longer? How do you keep people in your business? Because if you can keep your clients longer, the need for heavy inflow of new clients and new leads definitely goes away.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're keeping your clients longer. So we're bringing them in, gym-specific training, workshop, in a living room. You know, got the guy right there, 2-5 feet in front of you, and we're going to break down. We're going to do breakouts, Q&As, hot seats, all the things. And then we've got some cool stuff. Haven't even released it yet. We're going to we're going to have fun. We always do something active, by the way.
We don't always tell everyone what they're getting into either.
Yeah,
they're
there. Yeah. So listen, guys, this is your opportunity. If you are a gym owner looking for your tribe, wanting to grow out of that 30K and on beyond, you want to do multiple gyms, you want to do multiple investments, real estate, other businesses, freaking boutique hotels, development, a lot of real estate.
There's a lot of real estate.
If that's you, your gym's on stable ground, you're not in the day-to-day operations as much. Maybe you're there as a guide, as a visionary. Maybe you're out of it, and you want to join a group that is going places, and we're breaking the ceiling off of what's possible. Then come, you know, click the link in the show notes, ironcircle.net. Opening up enrollment will probably take 5 or 6 gyms on this opening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we probably will close it back down, you know, just basically where our numbers are at. This will give you an opportunity to come to the Joey Coleman event, come to the Grow Summit. We also have another event in October in Las Vegas that we're working on. Our speaker isn't locked in yet, but somebody I know pretty well, that you all know pretty well as well. And here's your opportunity. So we wanted to throw it out there. We wanted to pull the curtain back. We talk about our coaching all the time. It's not that it's a secret. It's just different, right? Like, I don't know. Yeah. We just didn't want to sell it, but I wanted you guys to understand what it is. And because it's January 15th, right around the corner, go in, opt in, book your call. If you have interest in joining that group, get with Randy and we'll get you on a phone call and see if it's a good fit.
Yep, exactly.
All right. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you kind of get your minds open up. This is a new year. This could be your breakout year. If you're in another group and you've kind of been staying around that 5-10% growth, or even staying the same or even going down a little bit, if that's you, you need to surround yourself with new people. And as I always say, the opportunity for growth occurs when you surround yourself with like-minded, driven individuals. That is our Iron Circle. Join the group if you have interest in it. That's it for this show. Hopefully that helps. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.